This is News West. News West is put together by the WA Amateur Radio News. News West is a community organisation with community news. If you want to submit something, please do so. newswest@vk6.net.
Hello, this is Dennis, VK6AKR from the WA VHF group. Dave, VK6KV, has work commitments for the next few weeks, so I'm in the hot seat today. Hi. I have two items for the news today. First up, I'm pleased to report that construction of a new 10 GHz beacon is very much on track, thanks to club members Alistair, VK6ATX, and Phil, VK6ZKO, for construction and testing. Overall, there are 20 members contributing to the project through a club mailing list which acts as a clearinghouse for ideas and recommendations. Based on our experience, the use of a dedicated mailing list working as a clearinghouse should be considered for any club wanting to bring members together for a complex project. Face-to-face meetings from time to time are essential too, and on-air skeds are good, but the mailing list allows the creative juices to flow between times and provides a means to easily review what has been discussed. My second item concerns the John Moyle Memorial Field Day. The WAVHF group has participated in the JMMFD consistently and will continue the tradition this year. We will be based at Wireless Hill, but not at our shack, so we will comply with the rules about not using club facilities, power, etc. Expect to hear us on air across many bands as we can muster, from the opening time on Saturday the 18th for a 6-hour session. Some club members will operate from their QTHs or their favourite field locations. The calling frequencies will be as per the long-published VK6 contest frequency document. Let's get on air in VK6 and make an impressive showing in the WIA's results. We extend a special invitation to the VK6 amateur community, the ones within reach of Wireless Hill that is, to join us for a QSO on 10 GHz. If you're curious about microwaves, here's an opportunity to see it in action. Look on our Facebook page for details of the times we plan to have 10 GHz operational. Our treasurer, Steve, VK6BBM, will host a barbecue for members using the Wireless Hill facilities. Please feel free to bring a picnic, operate your own station from a spot on the lawn, and enjoy a convivial atmosphere while we wait for the next round of contacts. Bring the family and show them what amateur radio is all about. The facilities and grounds at Wireless Hill are worth a visit. Until next time, this is Dennis, VK6AKR, for the WAVHF group.
Good morning, campers. The main-up chapter of the Southern Electronics Group would like to invite hams and their wives, husbands, partners, offspring, or just people interested in radio and camping to attend our second annual field event on the 13th and 14th of May 2023. Main-up Hamcamption is an informal camp-out and radio getaway weekend where we can use and discuss practical projects for your radio and antenna in an open area with a welcoming fire pit, plenty of tall trees and great facilities. Food, beverages and drinking water are all BYO. We will provide further details of takeaway options closer to the event. The grounds are large with plenty of space for your caravan, tent or swag, with some indoor shed room in case we get the odd shower or two. If you choose to visit but would prefer a more civilised motel or bed and breakfast, there are many available from 10 to 30 minutes from Mayanup. There is limited power available on the grounds, so self-contained power is preferred. There are toilets and showers, and camping will be $10 per person per night. The event is focused on the weekend, but campers are welcome to arrive on the Friday afternoon or evening. But if you're planning to do this, please let me know beforehand so we can unlock the gates. Our event last year was a hoot, but we expect this year to be even better. The location is a leisurely 3-hour drive from Perth, and 2 hours from Albany and Busselton. For further details and to register your interest, please email to Victor Kilo Sierra India X-ray Echo Kilo, that's VK6EK@gmail.com. This is Darren, VK6EK, for the Southern Electronics Group.
This is News West, your amateur radio news on VK6ARN, originating on the News West Linked Repeater Network and HF Relays.
Hi, I'm Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ, with this week's episode of Did You Know? Did you know that on top of chasing DXCC awards, there are a number of other large global organisations with similar schemes, but using islands, parks, lighthouses, CQ and ITU zones, etc. as the defining entity? Today I'm going to focus on the Islands of the Air program and some of my interaction with it. This is a brief description of IOTA taken directly from the IOTA website, word for word. IOTA, or Islands on the Air, is an exciting and innovative activity program that has caught the interest of thousands of radio amateurs worldwide. Established in 1964, it promotes radio contacts with stations located on islands around the world to enrich the experience of all active on the amateur bands, and to do this it draws on the widespread mystique surrounding islands. It's administered by Islands on the Air, IOTA Limited, called here IOTA Management, in partnership with the Radio Society of Great Britain, or RSGB. IOTA Management has grouped the islands, Oceans Islands, into some 1,200 IOTA groups, with, for reasons of geography, varying numbers of counters, i.e. qualifying islands, in each group, and has published the listings in the IOTA directory and on the IOTA website. The objective for the IOTA Island Chaser is to make radio contact with at least one counter in as many of these groups as possible, and for the IOTA Island Activator to provide such island contacts. The program has a strong rule structure. IOTA Management encourages friendly competition among chasers by publishing details of participants' performance in an honour roll and annual listings, as well as by recognising it with certificates and prestige awards. So, many of you will know that our region, called Oceania, basically the Pacific Ocean Islands, of which Australia is the largest and is designated by IOTA as OC-001. Christmas Island is OC-002, Cocos Keeling Islands are OC-003, Lord Howe Island is OC-004, and Norfolk Island is OC-005, and so on. WA has 13 island groups, not including the mainland. Many of our island groups have been activated over the years by groups such as NCRG, West Oz DX Group, MEL, VK6LC, Silent Key, and I'm sure many others. A few notable operations have included Rowley Shoals and Browse Island, both of which had international operators involved and significant logistics efforts required. Well, some of our islands need Clipperton-like organisations to activate. Many are simply a matter of zipping over to Rottnest Garden or Wedge Island and everything in between. Fun medium intensity activation is Christmas and Cocos Keeling Islands, both VK9 locations, so you get IOTA and DXCC chasers looking for you. Both lovely places to visit. Regular reasonably priced flights to get there, and both have good options for accommodation. Cool thing about these activations are that there is a worldwide following of IOTA chasers. So if you do a bit of marketing before heading to one of these islands, you can experience what it's like to be the DX. This can be lots of fun and really does hone your operating skills. Not to mention that a modest setup on an island 10 feet from the ocean is like having a kilowatt and a Yagi at 30 metres off the ground at home. For anyone who hasn't experienced this, picture walking into a pub with 200 people waiting for you, and each of them only wants to shake your hand, give you their name to write down, and get the hell out of the pub in the shortest time possible. And none of them want to wait any longer than humanly possible, so they all yell at you like you're on a stock exchange in the 1970s. It's the most fun you can have with your clothes still on. My first conscious IOTA activation was in the Torres Strait in 2019. I've been working in the Torres Strait off and on for a couple of years on a public safety comms project, and always meant to take some radio gear across, but only got around to it towards the end of my time there. I had two nights on Porama, which is an island in the central Torres Strait island group, around 130 kilometres northeast of Thursday Island off the tip of Cape York. The island has a population of 167 according to the 2016 census, and about a third of the island is occupied by the light aircraft strip. I have a trusty old FT-857D, a borrowed Soda Beams dipole, thanks to Glyn, VK6PAW, and a squid pole. I threw the ends of the dipole over some trees close to the hut I was in, but only about 20 feet from the ocean on one side and a couple of 100 metres on the other side. It shouldn't have worked, and it didn't on SSB, but I made about 150 contacts on FT8 in the 2 nights I was there. I think one of my first contacts was to South America, which was a real treat being a VK6. I did the same for the next 3 or 4 nights on Thursday Island after the trip to Parma, before returning to Perth. My biggest regret was not having taken it all over on earlier trips. I worked on 5 other islands over the course of that project, and the effort I needed to go to for the activation was quite minimal. As far as I can tell, my activation of Parama was the first known activation on a Torres Strait island outside of the main 2 islands, Thursday and Horn Islands. The same year ended up being pretty busy, with a 2-week trip to Christmas Island on the same project, using the same gear, and then a week on Cocos with a bunch of mates purely centred on ham radio and beer and fishing. And we have more gear on that one. So, looking for a new challenge for your ham radio habit? Get some friends together or organise on your own to visit an island. Advertise it on IOTA and DX news sites. Look for a good QSL manager. I've used David EB7DX quite a few times and he's great. And have a shot. Thanks for listening. This has been Steve Kennedy, VK6SJ, with another episode of Did You Know? If you'd like a text copy of this or other articles, they'll be posted to my blog page on dxradiosystems.com.au about 2 weeks after it's gone to air.
This is VK6ARN, and you're listening to News West.
Good morning, Amateur Radio Helpline for the 12th of March 2023. Yes, I'm back, and trust that 2023 is going to be an improvement on the last 3 years. After a brief hiatus of 3 months, I'm back with a fresh tilt at more of the same, and here we go with this lot's. This week we have deceased estate from Don Truscott, VK6 Uniform Tango. He has bags of components, resistors, diodes, etc., plus magazines and model steam engines working and all for sale. And in addition, he has a Kenwood 9130 2-meter transceiver with antenna, manual and 31-page specification guide, and sale for $220. He has 2 Yaesu FR101 receivers, a Yaesu sideband FT101E HF transceiver with manual, an ICOM IC745 2-meter FM transceiver with manual, Yaesu Fox Tango 301 Delta transceiver with manual, a Yaesu Fox Tango 200 SSB transceiver with manual, Philips FM650 SD UHF 40 channel plus, and has a 318B HF antenna dismantled and 8RL antenna book and instruction manual. Anyone interested in any of these items, please contact Stephen Truscott. His email address is stephen@westnet.com.au. I'll spell Stephen, has got a T at the end of it. Sierra Tango Echo Papa Hotel Echo November Tango at westnet.com.au. And the phone number, mobile 0401804166. I'll say again, 0401804166. The next group of items comes from Ron, VK6 November Mike, and he has a ICOM IC751 Yaesu and a Yaesu power supply. I'll say that again. Ron has an ICOM IC751, $200, and a Yaesu Fox Papa 707 power supply, $100, Oscar Block 200, that's an SWR meter, an Oscar Block 200 SWR meter, and a Kairitsu SWR meter as well. And please contact Ron. His email address is 123 Romeo Oscar November figure 4 at gmail.com, or phone 0419 440 540. I'll say again, 0419 440 540. And that's all the items I have for you for this week. But if you have any items for next week, please contact me. My address, Victor Kilo 6X-ray Victor at bigpond.com. VK 6X-ray Victor at bigpond.com, or roy.watkins@bigpond.com. Thank you, 73s. So we'll tell you, until I'm back again next week.
This is Greg, VK6LH, and I'd like to thank you for listening to this week's News West. We'll be back next week. If you'd like to contribute anything, please send it through to newswest@vk6.net.